Tuesday night, Carolina League Baseball at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a matchup of two teams from the AL Central's Carolina League affiliates as the Kannapolis Cannonballers return home for a six-game homestand against the Columbia Fireflies, single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Sagitt friends, Dan Lodi on the call for you today on Bally Sports Live, MLB.TV, and our free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Ballers are back at home here at the friendly confines of Atrium Health Ballpark for the first time since opening weekend. It is the Columbia Fireflies making their first stop here to Kannapolis this season as the two sides square off for the first time since last year. The righty Ricardo Brizuela gets the start tonight of the month. First pitch is delivered at 6:02. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Says the infield umpire J.C. Reed as Belgan Gonzalez is the batter for Columbia. 6:02 is your first pitch time. Brizuela, the starting righty, winds and fires the 0-1. It's tapped foul for nothing and two count on Asbel Gonzalez. Hyung-Chien and Stone Russell, the 3-2 up in the top of the first inning for the Columbia Fireflies. Starting righty Ricardo Brizuela making his second start of the season. Righty winds and fires 0-2. Fastball upstairs and inside, and the count is 1-2. Asbel Gonzalez, Hyung-Chien and Stone Russell. The 3-2 up is mentioned for Columbia, who are coming off a homestand against the Charleston Riverdogs, one where they did pretty solid at home, a record of 4-2 last week. As Bonnemer makes the play onto first in time for the out, Asbel Gonzalez is retired on the 6-3 putout for out number one. It'll be Hyung-Chien the DH digging in. One of the top 30 prospects in the organization for the Kansas City Royals, gets the start at DH today. Spent some time at the end of last season with Columbia. Brizuela making the start tonight. First time at home this year for the righty from Maracay, Venezuela. First pitch finds the zone. It's nothing and one on Hyung-Chien Stone Russell, third baseman awaiting on deck for the Columbia Fireflies as Brizuela will wind and fire 0-1. Just a smidge outside, it's 1-1. Brizuela's 6'3". He's 200 pounds, 0-1 on the season with a 3.86 ERA. Free agent signee out of Venezuela in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Change up on the 1-1, swing and miss, and it's 1-2 on Hyung-Chien Looked like a change up off the arm of Brizuela. He does have a four-seam changeup sinker slider for his pinch mix. Under the leadership of Jacob Doris, the pitching coach for Kannapolis this season. From the wide, 1-2 to Hyung-Chien is inside, and it misses for a 2-2 count. Stone Russell at third base, bats third in the order. Derlin Figueroa, first baseman, back here with Columbia this season, bats in the cleanup spot at first base. Ramon Ramirez, catcher, bats fifth for the Columbia Fireflies. 2-2, Brizuela's pitch is outside, and the count runs full on Hyung-Chien Brennan McNair, left fielder, bats sixth in the order. Colton Becker, shortstop, bats seventh. Eighth is Jorge Hernandez at second base, and batting ninth is Ronnie Cabrera, the right fielder for Columbia. This one runs up and in and hits in the arm. So that'll be a HBP, the first base runner of the night for Columbia. One on, one out. It's Stone Russell, a third baseman. Stone Russell, 18th rounder in 2023, born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gets the start at third today for Columbia under the leadership of John Novarita. In his first season as manager for Columbia, breaking ball on the first pitch, and Brizuela gets ahead, nothing and one. David Novarita, the manager for the Columbia Fireflies this season, a first-year manager for the Royals affiliate. 0-1, check swing, and Russell goes around. It's quickly nothing and two. Defensively tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, well, quite a few changes. George Wolko makes his first professional start in left field. Center fielder is Nick McLean. Right fielder is Braden Montgomery. Third baseman Jordan Sprinkle. At short is Caleb Bonimer. Second is Javier Mogollon. At first is Lyle Miller-Green. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris. For Ricardo Brizuela. Brizuela's set, nothing and two, pitch on the way. Breaking ball is lifted high and foul, and the count stays where it is at nothing and two. Brizuela's last start was his first start of the season against Lynchburg. Two and a third innings, gave up just one earned run, but three in total. One hit over two and a third innings. Four strikeouts, three walks. His whip is at a 1.71. As the 0-2 swing and a miss at the plate, he struck him out. Stone Russell down on strikes. Brizuela has his first punch out of the game. Two outs and a runner on for Derlin Figueroa. Figueroa's made the opening day roster for Columbia for the second year in a row. Had a walloping series last week against Charleston. Eight hits, four RBI. Currently the leader in RBI in the Carolina League with 12 as Bonimer makes the play up the middle on the ground ball and on to first he goes for the out. It's a 6-3 put out of Derlin Figueroa for the third out. It'll be one runner left on, no runs, no hits, and no errors for the ballers in the field. Bottom of the first we go here in Kannapolis. Kannapolis will bat Mogollon, Bonimer, and Braden Montgomery when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Javier Mogollon leads it off of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning. First pitch from the lefty in Jordan Woods. Is a smidge inside, but on the corner for strike one. Nothing and one on Javier Mogollon. Caleb Bonimer, Braden Montgomery to follow in the order for Chad Pinder. As very quickly, Woods is ahead. Nothing and two with a fastball. Inside corner, Mogollon falls behind early. 6'3" southpaw Jordan Woods gets the start for Columbia tonight as Mogollon lifts the 0-2 high and foul. Count stays where it is at nothing and two. 6'3", 183 pounds. The lefty was born November 13th of 2003, hailing from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Is Jordan Woods. The wind and fire on the 0-2 for Mogollon. This one is cut on and missed for strike three. First punch out of the night for Jordan Woods. First punch out in the first out. So Caleb Bonimer to bat. One out, nobody on base. Caleb Bonner digging in with a big week last week up in Lynchburg and his first professional home run on Sunday. First pitch, Woods attacking the zone early, finds the zone. It's nothing and one. Bonner and Braden Montgomery to follow here in the order for Kannapolis. Bonner takes the 0-1 low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Bonner, second rounder out of Okemos, Michigan. Last year for the White Sox, number 11 overall prospect for Chicago in their farm system per MLB pipeline. 1-1 taken low and inside, and Bonner ahead at 2-1. Jordan Woods with one appearance for the Columbia Fireflies, earned a four-inning save last week against Charleston, as this one's popped a mile high. Bonner will have to head to first, but the pop-up is being drifted out by the wind, and the first baseman Figueroa makes the play on what is a P3 for the second out. Braden Montgomery next two up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Braden Montgomery, the right fielder, bats third in the order. Lyle Miller-Green at first base bats fourth. Nick McLean in center bats fifth. George Wolko in left bats sixth. This breaking ball is upstairs for ball one on Braden Montgomery. Calvin Harris, the catcher, bats seventh. Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman, batting eighth. And batting ninth is Nathan Archer, the DH, rounding things out against Jordan Woods. This one up and in for ball two on Braden Montgomery. Defensively for Columbia, McNair, Gonzalez, and Cabrera left to right in the outfield as Montgomery takes strike one of the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Russell, Becker, Hernandez, and Figueroa left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Ramon Ramirez for Jordan Woods. This one is cut on and fouled off by Montgomery. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Montgomery, number 53 overall prospect in baseball, number 5 in the Chicago White Sox organization. First rounder last year by the Boston Red Sox. 2-2 fastball. Woods thought it was strike three. Instead, it's ball three. And the count runs full on the baller's right fielder, Braden Montgomery. Switch hitter out of Texas A&M. 12th overall pick last year in the draft. 3-2. Swung on and belted high and deep into right field. Pack tracking Cabrera, looking up, warning track, wall, and it's out of here. Braden Montgomery has another home run on his book. And you can kiss him goodbye. Kiss 95.1 FM is sponsoring that home run from Braden Montgomery. That baller bomb puts Kannapolis up 1-0. Here in the bottom half of the first. Kannapolis strikes first, and with two outs, it'll be Lyle Miller-Green digging in. 387 feet off the bat of Braden Montgomery and Oppo Taco in the right. Jordan Woods' first pitch to Lyle Miller-Green is low and inside for ball one. Montgomery hits what is his second home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 1-0 to Miller-Green, another power bat. This one finds the zone. It's 1-1. First earned run allowed by Woods this season, so no more 0.00 ERA for the lefty. Winding and firing is Miller-Green. This one tapped foul, and the count is 1-1. Ball and a strike, ball and two strikes, I should say, on Lyle Miller-Green, the Siberian Sultan of Swat. Born in Tomsk, Siberia, adopted at a year old, and grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. This one is lifted high and foul, and the count stays where it is at 1-2. Fastball, changeup, and a slider for Jordan Woods. In today's game, 1-2, this one's roped into left field, pace hit, rolling towards the corner. McNair finally gets to it, Miller-Green's on his horse thinking two. Throw goes in a second, it's not in time, and Lyle Miller-Green is in with a double. Kannapolis picks up another base runner here in this bottom of the first inning, second hit of the game. For Miller-Green, it's his fourth double of the season, It does lead the team. So runner on second. Two outs. It's Nick McLean. Nick McLean, third rounder out of Tustin, California, former Arizona State Sun Devil. Digging in here with a runner on and two outs. This one hacked and a miss for strike one on Nick McLean. McLean had a pretty solid week in Lynchburg. Just as far as last week, batted 250, four hits, all singles, four RBI, five walks, only four punch outs for Nick McLean. Healthy hack of the 0-1 upstairs, and it's nothing and two. On the center fielder, Nick McLean, and his brother Matt McLean with the Cincinnati Reds. Started his college career at UCLA, but did not see any action, so transferred to Arizona State. Made himself a name there. Up and away for ball one on Nick McLean, the center fielder. Every hit so far for Kannapolis, just two hits, but all have been extra base hits against this lefty, Jordan Woods. 1-2, swung on and fouled off. The count stays where it is. It's a blustery day in Kannapolis. Wind is definitely a factor tonight. Definitely helped out Braden Montgomery with the home run into right field. Wind is blowing heavy out to right. On this Tuesday evening, gusts in the upper 20-mile-an-hour range. 1-2 in the dirt and gets by the catcher, Ramirez. So up to third goes Lyle Miller-Green. Wild pitch off the arm of Jordan Woods. That'll move Lyle Miller-Green up to third. Woods allowed just one hit in four innings in his first outing of the season. Six punch-outs, just one walk. Had Tommy John surgery in 2023 and missed that entire season. As McLean checks, swings, and fouls it off, count stays at two balls and two strikes. Jordan Woods, international free agent in July of 2022. Missed entire season in 2023 due to injury. Last year, 2-3 in 14 starts, with a 4.20 ERA. This one runs up and in for ball three. And Nick McLean works the count full after falling behind early. George Wolko's on deck. Bottom first, Boulder's up 1-0, and they have a runner 90 feet away. Full count, payoff pitch, breaking ball inside corner for strike three. And Nick McLean is the second punch-out victim of the night for Jordan Woods. And that does wrap things up for the bottom of the first. But the Ballers do strike early. It's a solo homer from Braden Montgomery, and Kannapolis takes an early lead. It's 1-0. Top of the second we go. It'll be Ramirez, McNair, and Becker when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Thank you.
Top of the second, Ricardo Brizuela back to the bump. His first pitch is in there for a called strike to Ramon Ramirez, and the count is 0-1. It'll be Ramirez, McNair, and Colton Becker due up for the Fireflies in this top of the second against Ricardo Brizuela. This breaking ball upstairs, and it's a nice breeze from Ramon Ramirez. Nothing and two is the count on the Fireflies backstop. Best prospect on the roster for Columbia, number 10 overall in the Royals organization. Landing a spot here on the Fireflies roster. 0-2, check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did, says J.C. Reed. And it's another strikeout for Ricardo Brizuela, second of the game. One down and now due up is Brennan McNair, the left fielder. Brennan McNair digging in, the left fielder, back on the roster for Columbia. 5'11", 185-pound, 22-year-old from Flowood, Mississippi. First pitch finds the upper part of the zone, nothing and one on Brennan McNair. 11th rounder in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals. McNair has been in the organization for quite some time as he swings on the 0-1, popped into right. Playable for Montgomery, and he'll make the grab for the out. F9 in the scorebook, and a fly out for McNair to start his day. Two outs, Colton Becker due up. Shortstop Colton Becker, undrafted free agent signee in 2024 out of Morehead State, hailing from Cincinnati, Ohio, 23 years of age, is Colton Becker. Brizuela winds in, fires, first pitch is a breaking ball inside corner. It's nothing and one. Becker on a six-game hit streak, placed on the roster with Columbia last year, August 13th. Started 56 games at shortstop for Morehead State. One of those guys that after the draft was able to be picked up by a big league club and get worked into the minors. Brizuela on the bump with a 1-1 count. He'll wind and fire on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Becker with a healthy swing. No contact made. It's 1-2. Brizuela not going to blow you away with the velocity. Working mainly upper 80s, lower 90s, if that. But his stuff just moves and it misses bats. So far, so good today from Brizuela. Ball and two strikes, pitch delivered. Just a smidge low for ball two. Ricardo thought it was strike three. Instead, the count evens at 2-2. Colton Becker last week against Charleston, five hits. He's had a couple of three RBI days in his time with Columbia. 2-2 lifted high and foul. That'll end up in the seats. Two balls and two strikes remains the count. Good crowd on hand on this $2 Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Kannapolis opening up a six-game homestand with Columbia. 2-2 on the way. This one poked in a shallow right. Backtracking Mogollon, and under it makes the snowball catch for the out. It's a P4, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Ricardo Brizuela, who has faced just one above the minimum. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on in this top of the second. Bottom two we go, ballers to bat. Wilco, Harris, and Sprinkle do up when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Get to Boomer. All right, Boomer, what's the answer?
King George Woco leads it off. It's the bottom of the second. First pitch in a lefty-lefty matchup. Jordan Woods finds the zone. Nothing and one on George Woco. Harrison Sprinkle to follow. Bottom two. Ballers are up 1-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. 0-1 is low in the nerd. Woco doesn't bite. Ball and a strike. Jordan Woods allowing a couple of base hits and allowing Kannapolis to take an early lead. It is 1-0 in this bottom of the second. Kannapolis with the decided advantage. Woods will wind and fire 1-1. Woco swings and it's lifted high and foul. Count stays put in a ball and two strikes. Woco at 6'7", 240 pounds. A lefty out of Downers Grove, Illinois. Lefty bat, righty arm. Seventh router in 2023, pokes this one into right. Playable for the right fielder Cabrera, and he makes the catch for the out. Woco flies out into right for the first out, and Calvin Harris digs in. Nobody on base and one down. Calvin Harris out of Peosta, Iowa. It's a fourth round pick in 2023. Out of Ole Miss, him and Jacob Gonzalez, both getting drafted in 2023 out of Ole Miss by the White Sox. First pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Calvin Harris getting the start tonight to lead off the series. Ronnie Hernandez with the day off. 0-1, Harris fouls this one back. Just over our heads here in the press box, and the count is nothing and two. Jordan Sprinkle is on deck, bottom second. Annapolis up 1-0 over Columbia. Jordan Woods allowing his first runs of the season, affecting his ERA. 0-2. Breaking ball outside. 1-2 on Calvin Harris. Jordan Woods sailing from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. They have a golf course in Oakville called Glen Abbey Golf Course, and it's designed by this guy that you might have heard of before. His name is Jack Nicklaus. Birdie's okay at golf. Two balls and two strikes on Calvin Harris. Here in the bottom of the second. Woods will wind and fire 2-2. This one popped up in foul ground. Catcher Ramirez after it, giving it chase, and he makes the catch for the out. Harris is sat down on a P2 in foul territory. That's the second out. Jordan Sprinkle now due up with nobody on base and two outs. Sprinkle digs in, first pitch is taken low and outside for ball one. Sprinkle, talk about a big week last week in Lynchburg, my goodness. Takes strike one on the 1-1. Sprinkle with one of his biggest weeks as a professional. Batted 505 games with a double, three RBI, four walks, four punchouts. He had seven stolen bases in one series. 1-2 count on Jordan Sprinkle. And two outs, bottom second. Seven stolen bases in a six-game series. Far and away, one of the higher numbers in the league. This one tapped foul, and Sprinkle has a 1-2 count. Sprinkle second to only, well, actually, it's a Columbia Firefly. Ezbel Gonzalez had 8 last week, and Sprinkle swings and fouls it off. Lost the oven mitt at the plate, and the count is 1-2. Nine-hole batter Nathan Archer, the DH, awaiting on deck here in the bottom of the second. Woods will wind and fire, 1-2. Just a smidge inside, and Sprinkle works the count in 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprinkle hailing from none other than Rancho Mirage, California. Pretty solid against lefties, batting .400 as he lifts the 2-2 in a center. Playable for Gonzalez, catch made despite the wind for the out. It's a F8 in the book for Sprinkle. There's the third out. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Woods on the bump. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. Top three we go. It'll be the Fireflies to bat, 8-9-1. Hernandez, Cabrera, and Gonzalez. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th.
Top of the third, Ricardo Brizuela will get the first pitch in there. Just a smidge inside for ball one. On Jorge Hernandez, it is Cabrera and Gonzalez to follow. Top of the third, Canapolis up 1-0. Brizuela's work tonight has been sharp. A couple of strikeouts along the way here in Canapolis. Hernandez has a 1-1 count. And Brizuela working with efficiency. 1-1 pitch on the way is a breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 1-2 on Jorge Hernandez. Ronnie Cabrera and Ezbel Gonzalez to follow in the order here for the Fireflies. 1-2, Brizuela winds and fires. It's a fastball up and away for a 2-2 count. Annapolis winners of 4 of their last 5. It's been a lot of winning as of late for Annapolis. They finally seem to have found their groove, especially at the plate. As early on here, kind of a struggle bus for Canapolis at the plate, just getting offense working. Still not where it needs to be completely, batting .237 as a team, 5th in the Carolina League. Columbia entering this week at .268 as a team, 2nd among all Carolina League teams. Count runs full now on Jorge Hernandez. Brizuela trying to avoid his first walk of the evening. From the wind, the righty kicks and fires, 3-2. This one fouled off. Hernandez stays alive. It's a full count still on Jorge Hernandez. 19-year-old from Guadalajara, Mexico, spent all of last season in the Arizona Complex League for the Kansas City Royals. 3-2 pitch on the way from Brizuela, just outside for ball four. Just a touch outside, didn't miss by much, but Hernandez is the first walk of the night, so one on and nobody out for Ronnie Cabrera. Ronnie Cabrera gets his first attempt against Brizuela, right fielder tonight out of San Pedro de Macorí, Dominican Republic. Breath from Brizuela, first pitch. This one sky to the air to right, hit well. Backtracking Montgomery, just shy of the warning track, fights the wind, makes the catch for the out. Fly out into right for Ronnie Cabrera. First down is had, top of the order, Asbel Gonzalez is due up. So Asbel Gonzalez 0-1 on the ground out his first time up against Ricardo Brizuela. First time through the order, Brizuela two punch outs. With just a couple of base runners, this one is smoked foul. 0-1 on Asbel Gonzalez, one of the top 30 prospects in the organization for Colombia. Stole the second most stolen bases in a single game in Fireflies history on opening day. Swinging a foul tip off of Harris, and the count is nothing and two. Asbel Gonzalez stole four bases in a single game against Augusta. Batted 272 in his first 25 minor league games. Actually got to spend some time in Double-A with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Double-A affiliate for the Royals. Brizuela set, 0-2 your count. Pitch on the way, oh, and outside. And Asbel Gonzalez has a 1-2 count. 382 on the clip for Asbel Gonzalez, born January 2nd of 2006, 19 years of age. 6'2" outfielder. And number 23 overall prospect in the org for Kansas City. 1-2 pitch is outside. Brizuela trying to stretch the zone. Instead, it's 2-2. Brizuela only survived 2 1/3 last week against Lynchburg. Trying to last maybe a little longer tonight for a Ballers bullpen that very quickly was depleted over the weekend. They'd have Mikey Kane pitch back on Saturday night. Kane hasn't pitched in a while, that is for sure. Snap throw to first, not in time. Back in safely is Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Corners playing in with Gonzalez and Ish. Change up with a 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Second punch out. Excuse me, third punch out in the second out of this top of the third inning. So third punch out for Brizuela. And two outs now on the board. Runner on second, it's Young Chin Um. Um was hit by a pitch in his first inning at bat against Brizuela. First pitch, swing and a miss. Late on a breaking ball, it's nothing and one. Young Chin Um spent some time last season with the Columbia Fireflies. His dad, Jong-soo, actually played in the Carolina League himself. Caught for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans back in 2001. 0-1 pitch, taken up and in for ball one. Young Chin Um from Seoul, Korea. Four hits, four RBI last week against Charleston. He's trilingual, Korean, English, and Spanish. 1-1 swing and a miss. A ball and two strikes on the DH, Young Chin Um. Top of the third with two outs. Ballers lead 1-0. here over the Columbia Fireflies. This is homestand number two, week number three of 22 in the Ballers season. 1-2. Breaking ball outside, a snap throw to first after the pitch from Calvin Harris, not in time. And the count's 2-2. Young Chan Um sneaking into the top 30 prospects for the Kansas City Royals. Ranked at number 29 according to MLB Pipeline. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Low and outside, and the count is full on Young Chan Um. Full count with two outs. Ballers up 1-0. Good lead at first for Jorge Hernandez. Runner goes, and will loop this one into center. That's going to fall base hit. Rounding and ended for third is Hernandez. He'll be held there. And up to third it goes the runner with Young Chan tallying the first hit of the night for Columbia. It's a two-out single that keeps the inning going. Hernandez to third. Runners on the corners now. Two outs. And Stone Russell, the third baseman, digs in. Stone Russell 0-for-1 of the strikeout in his first time up. Digs in here against Brizuela. And an opportunity for Columbia to break through in to this lead. First pitch is fouled back by Stone Russell, and the count is 0-1. Stone Russell spent some time in the higher levels of Kansas City's organization last year, played a little bit with Northwest Arkansas and Omaha in September of last year, played mainly in the Complex League, batted 260. Listed as a catcher mainly, listed as an infielder this year as he lines this 0-1 into right base. Hit is taken away by Brandon Montgomery as that ball just kept sailing and sailing. Finally caught by Montgomery for the third out on what is an F9 from Stone Russell. The ball was smoked, but it is two runners left on base with one hit, no runs, and no errors. Bottom three we go. Kannapolis will bat. Archer, Mogollon, and Bonnemer when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Nathan Archer leads it off, bottom of the third inning. Kannapolis up 1-0 on Columbia. Still Jordan Woods out there on the bump. First pitch is low and outside for ball one. Archer, Mogollon, and Bonnemer do up here in the bottom half of the third. Woods winds and fires on the 1-0. Big swing and a big miss. Archer is going to work from behind. It's 1-1. Archer, the designated hitter tonight for Chad Pinder. Taking over the DH spot. It's the first time he's been the DH all season. This one low and outside. It's 2-1. Archer had a double in three games last week in Lynchburg, an RBI with two walks and four punch-outs. Still trying to find his way at the dish, consistently batting just 154 on the season. Low one outside, three balls and a strike here on Archer. With nobody out, he's the leadoff batter. Starting his time with the ballers last year on a six-game hit streak. As Archer draws the free pass, it's the third walk of the season for Nathan Archer. Leadoff runner on base for Kannapolis here to start the third. One on for Javier Mogollon. Well, if Jordan Sprinkle didn't steal the spotlight, Javier Mogollon not far behind, batting 381 in five games, eight hits for Mogollon as Archer takes off first pitch, strike at the plate, throwing a second, not in time, and safe at first, at second, excuse me, is Nathan Archer with a stolen base. It's his first of the season. Archer's in there safely. 0-1 count on Mogollon. Well, the runner now in scoring position. Woods with a long look at second, winding and firing 0-1. Taken upstairs, Mogollon has a 1-1 count. Mogollon at 5'8", a 19-year-old out of San Felipe, Venezuela. Taken in for his second at-bat of the night. He didn't strike out of the first time up against Jordan Woods. This one is taken in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Ramirez for a 2-1 count on Mogollon. Shortstop Caleb Bonomer awaiting on deck. Here for Kannapolis, bottom of the third. Beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. A snap throw to second, not in time, as Archer back in there safely. 2-1 count with nobody out. Ballers up 1-0, bottom of the third. This little stretch here of the top six in the order, five of them are top 30 prospects in the White Sox system, so a pretty top-heavy spot here for Chad Pinder to work with. It's not even counting some guys who have the night off. 3-1 count, favorable hitters count. Archer with a good lead, and Mogollon takes the 3-1 upstairs for ball four. Back-to-back free passes issued for Archer and now Mogollon. 2-1 and nobody out. Caleb Bonomer due up. So Caleb Bonomer with a prime opportunity to find some offense here. Big spot coming for the ballers. As out to Chad with Columbia's arm is Taylor Bloy, one of two pitching coaches on the year for Columbia. Team deploying two pitching coaches. Kind of a growing trend in this level of baseball to have a couple of pitching coaches. Nonetheless, Kansas City opting for extra help at this level. This first pitch is low and inside to Bonomer. It's 1-0. On the baller's shortstop, 0-1 tonight with a pop out to first base his first time up. Runner going, Archer taking off for third. Mogollon late throw over second, and he's in there safely. Archer took off. Nobody was covering third base. That wasn't even close. And then Mogollon on the attempt, late broke for second. So a stolen base, double steal in order. Nice play by the ballers. And Archer and Mogollon, both guys with a lot of speed, and that leaves the open base now at first with nobody out for Bonomer. 1-1. Tap just a smidge foul, and it's 1-2 on Caleb Bonomer. This essentially a murderer's row for the ballers. After a slow start here, in this season. The first about six games or so, really not a lot of success, but Kannapolis coming around and finding success here as of late. 1-2 is low, and Bonnemer watches it all the way. It's 2-2. There is an arm tossing for Columbia down the line in left. 2-2 count on Caleb Bonnemer, nobody out. Bonnemer against lefties batting actually better than righties, batting 250, still looking for his first RBI. 2-2, he finds it here. A line drive into left center, base hit. That's going to roll all the way to the warning track. Archer will score, Mogollon will score. And Bonnemer's thinking three, and he slides in safely at third. It's a two RBI triple for the Michigan man, Caleb Bonnemer, and the Ballers extend their lead. It's now 3-0 in the bottom of the third with one on the base. Nobody out, Braden Montgomery due up. Vincent Healthy Hack from Caleb Bonnemer is brought to you by Atrium Health. The best care is given to all. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Runner on third, nobody out for Braden Montgomery. Jordan Woods winds and fires. Montgomery swings. It's a towering fly ball into left. McNair will track under it. Bonnemer is going to tag, and he will easily score. It is going to be 4-0 Kannapolis with one out. Montgomery with the sacrifice fly in the F7 for the first out of the inning. And now Lyle Miller-Green digs in. Nobody on base, one down. Ballers now with a 4-0 lead. Bonnemer's two RBI triple, and then a sack fly from Braden Montgomery, making it three runs here in this third on just one hit. Lyle Miller-Green has a 1-0 count. As Jordan Woods winding and firing, 1-0 to Miller-Green is upstairs, and it's 2-0. Miller-Green had a double his first time up against the starting arm in Jordan Woods. This one swung on and foul tipped off the bat of Lyle Miller-Green. It's 2-1. Miller-Green ended up playing for a barrage of colleges in his time in the higher academic world. Four schools in 5 years. 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Lyle Miller-Green in a 441-foot home run on opening day. Still his only home run of the season. Three RBI, three walks. He's also 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Not normally a stolen base threat. He's found luck here. 2-2 pitch upstairs for ball three. And Miller-Green works the count at full 3-2. McLean on deck, Wolko in the hole. 3-2 pitch. This one fouled off. That'll end up off the siding. Heads up in sweet two. Miller-Green stays alive. It's a full count. Arm continuing to warm for Columbia. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. Lyle Miller-Green on base for the second time tonight. He takes the free pass with one out. And now Nick McLean digs in with a big spot here for the Ballers. One out, and here comes none other than David Novarina. And it looks like Jordan Woods' night is going to come to an end. It'll be a new arm out of the pen for Columbia as the Fireflies have had little to no luck on the bump in this bottom of the third. New arm on the way when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. It's 4-0 Kannapolis over Columbia. Nick McClayton digs in with one out and a runner on base for Kannapolis. It is Julio Rosario taking over for Columbia. Miller Green breaks for second. He's in there safely. 0-1 count of McClain, but Miller Green has his fourth stolen base of the season. And now it's a runner in scoring position for McClain to drive in against Julio Rosario. 6'1", 205-pound, 22-year-old from Azua, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2022 is Julio Rosario. First pitch is inside and low for ball one after the 0-1 count. It's the bottom of the third. Ballers up 4-0 over the Columbia Fireflies. Nick McClain digging in. A 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 on the baller center fielder. Julio Rosario joining the Fireflies roster last year in August. He's made two appearances this year. 4 innings in total. 1 run on 3 walks. 4 punch-outs and 2 hits. 1-2 to McClain. Just up in outside and low for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. McClain 0 for 1 of the strikeout looking tonight against Jordan Woods, who his final line, 2 1/3. 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 punch-outs. Still yet to be determined how many runs as he's responsible still for Miller Green. 2-2. Inside, but it's called a strike by Elena Giorgio. And there is the second strikeout for McClain tonight. He takes a peek at strike 3 for out number 2. And now George Wolko digs in. Runner on second, 2 outs. Bottom 3, ballers up 4-0. So McClain's been rung up twice. Wolko digs in 0 for 1 after a flyout in the first time up for him. Check swing and a foul tip. Wolko had a fastball run up and in on him. And the count is 0-1. Wolko, the number 10 overall prospect in the organization for the White Sox, 7th rounder in 2023. Signed out of high school, passing a full ride to the University of South Carolina. 0-1. Wolko swings, and this one's fouled off. That'll end up here in the Sky Lounge. Heads up. Nice catch made. 0-2 count with Wolko at the dish. One of the more attention-grabbing White Sox prospects due to the power. Still looking for his first homer of the year. 0-2. This one grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Shortstop Becker will field on to first, and it just beats out Wolko, who grounds out up the middle. Just missed a base hit, and that'll be the third out of the inning. A 6-3 ground out for Wolko. That's the third out. That'll leave one runner stranded. But the Ballers find plenty of offense. 3 runs, in fact. RBI triple from Caleb Bonnemer and a sack fly from Braden Montgomery. They get 4-0 Kannapolis after 3. Top 4 we go. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Yes, one more roll. 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 One more roll
Darylin Figueroa, who's been on a bit of a generational run to start off this season in the Carolina League, will lead things off. Figueroa, 12 RBI. He is tied for second in the Carolina League action. He had quite a few last week against the Charleston River Dogs. It's a 1-0 count as Brizuela back of the bump. Inning number four of work for the righty. This one is tapped foul. And the count is 1-1 on Darylin Figueroa. Ramon Ramirez and Brennan McNair to follow here in the top of the fourth. 4-0 Canapolis after a big three-run inning. Off of the starter, Jordan Woods, who was chased from the game. 1-1. Figueroa looks foolish on a breaking ball. And Brizuela pulls the string. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Brizuela winds and fires. 1-2. This one ever so weakly chopped. And it's picked up by Brizuela. Tag made for the out. It's a rare 1-U put out. Ricardo Brizuela make the tag for the first out. Ramon Ramirez, the catcher, digs in for Columbia. Ramon Ramirez 0-1 of the strikeout. His first time up against Brizuela. That was back in the second. Another busy night around the Carolina League. And busy night, I say that in true sincereness. Busy day. Three finals already here tonight. As some teams got off to an early start with their series. First pitch to Ramon Ramirez is inside and low for ball one. We're in the top of the fourth here in Canapolis. Bottom of the second in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers and Fredericksburg are tied at one. 1-0 pitch to Ramirez. This one swung on and blasted. High and deep in the left. Looking up is Wolko. And that ball is out of here. Ramon Ramirez with a solo home run. And it puts Columbia on the board here in the top of the fourth. Ramirez has the solo shot with one out. And it's now 4-1 Canapolis in this top of the fourth. For Ramirez, it's his third home run of the season. And it gives Columbia a run on the board. Brennan McNair to bat, one out, and nobody on base. Ball hit to one of the deepest parts of the yard. All right, Ramon Ramirez. This one is hacked and a miss by McNair for strike one. Took a healthy swing and missed that one. Brizuela winds and fires. McNair pops this one up, and that'll land into foul ground. Sprinkle giving chase, but it'll land foul. 4-0 and two count. They're warming up in Charleston. The River Dogs, actually, if we're going by records, the worst team in the league at 2-7. Oh, 2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Brennan McNair down on strikes. Jason upstairs. Fastball. Brizuela's fourth punch out of the night. Two outs. It's Colton Becker, the shortstop, due up. And Charleston hosting Hickory for an old-school South Atlantic League battle. Here in the top of the fourth in Canapolis. Becker takes strike one. 0-1 your count on the Firefly shortstop. Three finals to report. Carolina off to a hot start. They moved to 9-1 on the season with an 11-10 victory today over Delmarva. 0-1, this one tapped foul off the foot of Colton Becker. That's going to hurt. And the count is 0-2. Final in Augusta, the Green Jackets back at home after a wild week last week in Augusta. It had nothing to do with baseball. The Green Jackets win it 4-1 over the Pelicans. And then Lynchburg takes down Salem in that series opener up in Virginia. The Hillcats win it 10-8 over the Red Sox. Brizuela, quick pitches, the 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate, he struck him out. Brizuela fooled him all the way with a quick pitch. Five strikeouts for Ricardo Brizuela through four innings. That sends us into the bottom of the fourth. Ballers lead, and they will bat. Harris, Sprinkle, and Archer when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Calvin Harris leads things off, bottom of the fourth. Ballers up 4-1, looking for more as Julio Rosario back in the bump for his second inning of work. He did come in and get two outs, in that bottom of the third in relief of Jordan Woods. Exited this game back in that third. Harris fouls this off his foot, 1-1. Harris, Sprinkle, and Archer new up, bottom four. Ballers leading 4-1, out hitting Columbia 3-2. It's been all ballers thus far, though, to this point, even when you look outside of the stats. 1-1 your pitch. This one is roped foul by Calvin Harris. That's going to end up out in the parking lot. Be a souvenir for a lucky fan out there. And the count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Harris was early on that one. 1-2, and he swings and misses on a ball in the dirt for strike three. And it's the second strikeout of the night for Julio Rosario. One down, and Jordan Sprinkle due up 0-1 tonight. Final line for Jordan Woods, if you're keeping score with us. 2 1/3, 3 hits, 4 runs all earned. 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. For Jordan Woods and his first start here in Kannapolis. First start against Kannapolis as Sprinkle lays down a beauty of a bunt. Throw from Rosario, it's not in time. Jordan Sprinkle is on with a base hit. One out, bunt single, and Sprinkle is on base yet again. It's the seventh game in a row he's reached base. So one on, one out now. Nine-hole batter is Nathan Archer. He's due up. Archer walked his first time up against Jordan Woods. But now has a chance to keep the motion going for the ballers. Dancing at first as the runner Sprinkle. He dives back in safely. Kind of faked like he was moving up and then had to shuffle and dive his way back into first. Good snap throw from Rosario. Keeping Sprinkle on his mind over there. Sprinkle with 8 stolen bases on the season. He'll take off first pitch, outside the strike of the plate, snap throw to second, it's not in time, in and out of the glove of the shortstop, Becker, and Jordan Sprinkle has his 9th stolen base of the season. Runner on at second with one out, 0-1 count on Archer, as a snap fastball on the outside corner makes it 0-1. Archer with a good lead at second, 0-1. Fouled off, 0-2, Sprinkle at second base. Archer, the batter at the dish. Top of the order, Javier Mogollon awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. Big opportunity, bottom four, to keep the offense rolling. This team has finally found their momentum and found their identity. This one fouled off by Archer, still 0-2. Bottom of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Elsewhere in the Chicago White Sox organization, the Charlotte Knights are back at home, hosting the AAA Nashville Sounds out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. A scoreless top of the second there for the Knights. Archer swings. This one is a foul ball. Rather a fair ball. It was called late by Elena Giorgio. A late call for a fair ball. It does move Sprinkle up to third as Javier Mogollon digs in. Runner at third with two outs. So a productive little swinging bunt, 2-3 ground out for Archer. Does move the runner up. So a runner 90 feet away, Mogollon looking to get on base with a hit here against Julio Rosario. First pitch inside for ball one. Mogollon a walk and a strikeout today. Currently on a five-game hit streak. Hitting pretty well against righties, 353. As this one runs up and in, almost hits him in the coconut, and the count is 2-0. Birmingham Barons in AA for the Chicago White Sox. They start at 8 o'clock Eastern time. They host the Biloxi Shuckers out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 2-0, this one foul tipped off the mask of Ramirez. Mogollon has a 2-1 count. Finally, the Winston-Salem Dash for the Advanced Day affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. They're headed to Greenville this week to play the drive. Down at Fluor Field, Mini Fenway. One of the cooler ballparks in the Carolinas. Of course, it's not better than Atrium Health Ballpark, that's for sure. 2-1 to Mogollon. This one runs up and in for ball three. Winston-Salem down 1-0 to Greenville down in South Carolina. That game getting underway just a couple of moments ago. Three balls and a strike on Mogollon. Caleb Bonnemer awaiting on deck. Rosario winds and fires. Inside for ball four. Mogollon walks for the second time tonight. And he'll walk it like he talks it. Second free pass for Mogollon of the evening. And now Caleb Bonnemer due up. Mogollon now 11 walks on the season. Tied now for the lead with Carolina's Reese Walling. Two outs, Bonnemer digs in with runners on the corners. Snap throw to first, not in time. Bonnemer a pop out and a two RBI triple. Day today, opening up the series with Columbia. Two outs, first pitch. Breaking ball upstairs, and Bonnemer watches it all the way, 1-0. And the wind tonight has been a factor. Steady and endless. Out to right field. Bonnemer pops this one a mile high. That'll land out of the ballpark and hit the roof for what is a 1-1 count on Caleb Bonnemer. RBI triple and a pop out as mentioned for Bonnemer with Braden Montgomery awaiting on deck. We'll have to turn around and bat left-handed for the first time tonight. Taken up and in the 1-1, and the count is 2-1 on Caleb Bonnemer. And Ricardo Brizuela tonight has looked pretty solid despite the solo home run given up to Ramon Ramirez. 2-1, and Bonnemer swings in an upstairs fastball and gets just a piece of it. Backspun too much, though. And the count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs, bottom four. Ballers up 4-1. Pleasure to have you join us here tonight on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Elodi on the call for tonight's action. Rosario's 2-2. Chop to short. Becker makes the play and flips to second underhanded for the out. Bonnemer is a fielder's choice victim. Out at second base is Mogollon on a 6-4 force out for the third out. And that concludes four innings of baseball. Top five, Jorge Hernandez, Ronnie Cabrera, and Asbel Gonzalez. Due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, with the exception of a solo home run in the top of the fourth, it's been a clean night's work for Ricardo Brizuela. Two hits allowed and not many base runners tonight for Columbia. It has been all Ballers. 4-1 top of the fifth as Brizuela's first pitch of the fifth to Hernandez in there for a strike. Nothing in one. He winds and fires. Broken mad line drive that'll fall in front of Montgomery and Wright for a single to lead off the frame. Hernandez has the third hit of the day for Columbia. One on and nobody out for Ronnie Cabrera. Again, $2 Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First one of the year where we bring out some of the tastiest ballpark treats. And they are heavily discounted for tonight's action. This one foul tipped. Nothing in one on Ronnie Cabrera. French fries, popcorn, pretzels, peanuts, cotton candy, fountain sodas. All $2. And new this season, soft tacos for $2. You get meat, cheese, and lettuce and a tortilla for $2. Sign me up. 0-1. This one lined in a left. Wilco the play made easily. A snap throw in a first very quickly. And there's the first out of the frame. It's a F7 into left for Ronnie Cabrera. One down, it's Asbel Gonzalez. Two up for Columbia. If you put some seasoned meat, cheese, and lettuce in a tortilla, and guarantee me it's fresh, I'll take it for $2 all day, every day. This one is swung and missed for strike one. The count is nothing and one on Asbel Gonzalez. Shoot, $2 tacos here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That's cheaper than a lot of other fast food spots to eat locally or and around the nation. 0-1, this one looped into center for a base hit. Snap of the throw back in is McLean, but it's a bloop single for Asbel Gonzalez, who continues the offense for Columbia. Up to second goes Hernandez. Two on and one out for Hyung-Chan as here comes Chad Pinder. Looks like the end of the night is due for Ricardo Brizuela, who himself has gotten up to around the 70 pitch mark. And it looks like the bullpen will take over from here on out for Kannapolis. as it's a three-run lead. The Ballers will look to hold on to it here for the remainder of this game. Good night's work from Brizuela as we turn things over to a new arm of the bump. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm on the way when we come back. Well, it's time to shift to the bullpen, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers go to one of their tallest hard-throwing righties available. 6'6", 240-pound, 21-year-old. It is Pierce George, a 13th rounder in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox out of Alabama. His first pitch is upstairs to Hyung-Chan and the count is 1-0. Pierce George making his fourth appearance of the season. 0-1, it's been rough sledding. A 14.73 ERA. For Pierce George, 3 2/3 innings, 6 runs on 3 hits with 2 walks and 5 punch-outs as lifts this one into right. Montgomery a couple of steps to his left makes the catch. Throw goes into the infield, but moving up is the lead runner, Hernandez, on the fly out for Hyung-Chan There's the second out of the frame. Runners on the corner, Stone Russell, the third baseman due up with runners on the corners and 2 out. Stone Russell 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. He's in the top of the fifth here. 2-1, 2 out. Fireflies trailing by a trio to your Kannapolis Cannonballers. George is set first base side of the rubber. Looks in for the signs, winds and fires. Runner goes from second. Harris fakes the snap throw to second. And up to second base goes Asbel Gonzalez. It's another stolen base for Asbel. Got quite a few of those this season. Gonzalez picking up his 14th stolen base. As a Firefly, late swing and a miss from Stone Russell on the 0-1. Very quickly, nothing in two. Pierce George, known to go at least an inning out of the bullpen. Last time out on the 12th, that was on Saturday. Inning in 2/3, 3 runs on no hits with 2 walks and 3 punch-outs. 2-on, 2-out. 0-2 count on Stone Russell. George is set. He'll wind and fire. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says J.C. Reed. And Pierce George has a strikeout for the third out of this top of the fifth. So no runs cross the plate for Columbia in this fifth inning. It is no runs on 2 hits with no errors and two left on. Ricardo Brizuela surrenders just the one run on his ledger tonight in Kannapolis. Bottom five, ballers to bat. Montgomery, Miller, Green, and McLean, the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Brayden Montgomery leads things off. He had a home run in the first inning. He steps in to bat left-handed for the first time tonight. First pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one on the right fielder, Brayden Montgomery. Miller, Green, and McLean to follow. Bottom five. Baller is up 4-1. Ball one low in the dirt for a 1-1 count. Montgomery hitting pretty even against righties and lefties. Hitting better, though, against right-handed pitching, batting 318 with six of his now 12 RBI. This one skips in the dirt on the 1-1. It's now two balls and a strike on the right fielder, Brayden Montgomery. First baseman Lyle Miller-Green is on deck. Nick McLean, the center fielder, in the hole. The Cannonballers in the driver's seat, looking to make it five of their last six victorious. 2-1 spun just a smidge low for ball three. There is another arm tossing for Columbia in the bullpen. Looks like it could be Hero Wyatt. 3-1, low and outside, ball four, and Montgomery draws the free pass to lead things off in the fifth. One on and nobody out for Lyle Miller-Green. Kannapolis has had base runners in all but one inning this year. This game, I should say, not this year. It'd be pretty solid if it was this year. So now four of the five innings they have had a base runner. This wild pitch from Rosario moves Montgomery up to second. 1-0 count on Lyle Miller-Green. Double and a walk for him today. He's been on base both times he's stepped in the dish. Temperature's starting to chill off a little bit here in Kannapolis. Temperature is currently sitting lower 60s. With the sun coming down, it's definitely chilling off. 1-1 your count on Miller-Green. With McLean warming on deck. 1-1. Taken low and inside. 2-1 on Lyle Miller-Green. Montgomery at second base. 3-for-3 in stolen bases this year. 2-1. Fastball upstairs, taken for a 3-1 count. Wind's starting to die down a little bit, playing less of a factor at this moment. Definitely still a chilly night here in Kannapolis. 3-1. smoked in the left base hit over the shortstop's head. Montgomery is going to be held at third. Throw comes in from left. Would have had him by a mile. McNair got it back in quickly. But Miller Green, now with a multi-hit game, a double in the first and now a single here in the fifth. Two on with nobody out for Nick McLean. McLean 0-for-2 with a pair of looking strikeouts. He's been rung up twice by Elena Giorgio. Corners will play in with nobody out. Runners on the corners. First pitch from Rosario to McLean is up and away. For ball one. McLean turning around to bat left-handed now for the first time. Hitting much better against right-handed pitching. Batting 333 with 5 RBI. 1-0. Swung on and lifted over my head here in the press box. And the count is 1-1. And a pleasure to join you as always for tonight's action. Dan Helody on the call. Sure you don't miss out on any of the fun here in Kannapolis. Still a lot more home games to come. 1-1 runner going. This one lifted high and foul. And the count is 1-2. 61 more home games to enjoy after tomorrow's action. After tonight, you got 62. Be sure to get yourself some tickets and come enjoy a night here at the ballpark. 1-2. Low one outside. Two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch. Education Day number 1 of 3 this season. We'll have thousands of screaming, excited school children here to enjoy a baseball game under the sun. 2-2 fouled off. Still 2-2 on McLean. KCBallers.com. Call me, 704-935-1529, to grab tickets for Kannapolis Cannonballers Baseball. 2-2 from Rosario. McLean pops this one into shallow left. Becker will backtrack and make the catch in shallow left for the out. And no tag from Montgomery at third. He's held there, so a P6 for out number one. Two on, still with one out. It's the left fielder, George Wolko, due up. Miss Casey Benny has made her appearance here in this bottom of the fifth. A chilly night to be running around doing bat dog duty. Nonetheless, she is dedicated. David Novarita going out to chat. It looks like Rosario's game is done. New arm on the way for Columbia. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live as the Fireflies make another pitching change here in this bottom of the fifth. Righty Dennis Colleran enters for the Columbia Fireflies, 6'3", 225-pound, 21-year-old. Steps in to bat here for the Columbia Fireflies on the bump as Wolko swings and fouls that one off his foot. That had to hurt. Especially with this kind of chilly night, Wolko will just kind of walk it off. That one probably was a little uncomfortable. He'll just kind of walk it off, make sure he's good. Nothing and one. As Dennis Colleran takes over for Columbia, listed at 6'3", 225-pound, 21-year-old, seventh rounder out of Northeastern by the Kansas City Royals, hailing from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. 0-1 to Wolko, swung on a miss for strike two. And Wolko immediately up and kind of hobbling around on that right foot in some discomfort. And with it being kind of a chilly night, ball getting hit in the leg has to hurt more, especially with the amount of power Wolko produces at the dish. Miller Green's at first. Montgomery is at third. 0-2 count with one out. Colleran winds and fires. Low and inside. Miller Green took off for second. And they're going to call Wolko out at the dish and move Miller Green back to first. They're going to say batter interference on the play, prohibiting the catcher Ramirez to make the throw over to second. The ball was inside. I don't know how you can make that kind of play. Wolko wasn't leaning. The ball was inside. It took Ramirez's momentum inside. Of course, as the batter, you do have to kind of get out of the way to allow the defense to play their position. But Wolko is rung up on batter interference, and Miller Green stays put at first. So now Calvin Harris digs in with two outs and runners on the corners. And what is a call you don't see often? So Harris digs in 0 for 2. Trying to find his way on base for the first time tonight. He'll face Colleran. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. Miller Green was taken off for second and looked like he was going to have the stolen base. Is a swing and a miss from Calvin Harris. Makes it 1-1. And not often you see a batter interference call. We've seen one here tonight in Kannapolis. 1-1 becomes 2-1. That one's inside on Calvin Harris. One and fire from Colleran, 2-1. Sharp grounder to second, back in by Hernandez. Throw on to first is in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out for Calvin Harris. That's the third out of the inning. And there's one hit on the board for Kannapolis from Lyle Miller Green, but no runs, no errors, and two left on. We'll go into the top of the sixth. And Kannapolis will take the field. Figueroa, Ramirez, and McNair on the Ballers Baseball Network. And the Bally Sports Live. Pierce George back to the bump, but we come back. Thank you. Top of the sixth, it's Pierce George back in the bump. Derlin Figueroa, the batter. First pitch is a touch outside for ball one on Figueroa. Ramon Ramirez, Brendan McNair to follow here in this top of the sixth. Pierce George coming in and inducing a pop out and a strikeout from Columbia in that top of the fifth that he entered in relief of Brizuela. 1-0 becomes 2-0. George misses inside. Figueroa today, 0-2. A couple of groundouts for him, including a nice play from Ricardo Brizuela on a 1-1 putout, 2-0. Inside corner for a called strike. Figueroa finds himself in a 2-1 count. Game one of six here for Kannapolis against Columbia this week. Game one of 12 against Columbia in the next couple of months. 2-1 becomes 3-1. On a Derlin Figueroa. Three-one count with nobody out. Top of the sixth, George from the stretch, a wind and fire. This one swung on, belted high and foul. And the count runs full at 3-2. Full count with nobody out. Ramon Ramirez, the lone RBI producer for Columbia tonight, is waiting on deck. 3-2. Figueroa grounds it a short. Bonnemer up the middle. Can't make a clean play on it. On a ball hit up the middle. Tough play for Bonnemer. It'll be a base hit for Figueroa. So that puts one on for the Fireflies here. Pierce George allows a base hit. And Ramon Ramirez digs in with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Ramirez, a solo homer back in the fourth. Strikeout looking back in the second. George is set, winds and fires, first pitch, inside corner. Nothing and one. Kannapolis winners of four of their last five. Trying to make it five of their last six tonight. To get the series started off well against Columbia. 0-1 pitch. This one grounded out the middle towards Bonnemer. He'll take it to second himself onto first. It's a 6-3 double play. Bonnemer able to redeem himself on a bit of a tough play before, but he makes it there for a self-made double play. 6-3 as he steps in the bag at second and throws it onto first. Figueroa out on a 6-U. And then Ramirez down on a 6-3. So now two outs. Threat erased for Columbia, and digging in is Brendan McNair. First pitch, breaking ball outside, it's 1-0. McNair is 0-2, a fly out and a strikeout. For Brendan McNair is George, winds and fires. Check swing, this one heads toward the Kannapolis dugout. And it makes Ryan Burrows flinch like a little scaredy cat. Ball and a strike. Pierce George will be able to work from the windup here. 1-1 in the way. This one skips short of the mound of the home plate area. And it's 2-1. George humming it in there at 97 miles an hour with a fastball. George's fastball kind of that overarching, dominating pitch. 2-1. Outside for ball three. Check swing. It did not go around. Says J.C. Reed. George, a fastball, sinker, slider, cutter for the 6-6 righty. Hailing originally from Houston, Texas. 3-1. Outside ball four. And there's a base runner here for Columbia with two outs. It'll be a free pass issue to McNair. So one on, two outs. And Colton Becker, shortstop, digs in for Columbia. Becker is 0-2. A pop out and a strikeout. A snap throw to first. George almost got it. Back in safely, though, is McNair. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. George winds and fires, runner going. Fastball strike at the plate, snap throw to second. It's a beauty, but he's called safe. Oh my goodness. Beautiful snap throw from Calvin Harris. And McNair got around the tag. It's now a runner at second for Columbia. I think even Columbia guys accepted that was out three. Alas, we continue. Runner at second, 0-1 pitch to Becker. This one fouled off. It's nothing and two. O-2 count with two outs. Pierce George set on the first base side of the rubber. Winding and firing is George. This fastball is foul tipped by Becker. Still nothing and two. Hernandez on deck. Columbia trying to find their way back into this game. 0-2 from George. Fastball inside for ball one. Good snap throw from Pierce George, whose fastball is working upper 90s, 98, in fact. 1-2 count, two outs, pitch delivered. Foul tipped. Becker got a piece of it. Still 1-2. Crowd enjoying a fun night here in Kannapolis. 4-1 Cannonballers lead. It'd be a little more fun if Pierce George gets the punch out. 1-2. This one's in the dirt, blocked by Harris. But into third goes McNair on a wild pitch from Pierce George. So now a 2-2 count. Two outs. Runner 90 feet away from scoring for Columbia. McNair has gotten to third base without much work of his own. A walk, a stolen base, and a wild pitch. I guess the stolen base is work of his own. 2-2 for Becker. This one runs up and in, and it's ball three for now, a full count on Colton Becker. Full count, 2 outs. George in a tight spot here against Columbia. 3-2. Popped up. In the infield, who's got it? Looks like first baseman Miller Green after it, and he'll make the catch on the line in fair territory for the out, and Colton Becker is retired for the third out. That sends us into the bottom of the sixth. After that, T3. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on for Columbia. Bottom six we go. Ballers to bat. Sprinkle, Archer, Mogollon on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Jordan Sprinkle digs in and leads things off. It's a 1-0 count. As back on the bump is Dennis Collarin. Fans Atrium Health is committed to the best health care for all fans, from discovery to everyday moments. Atrium Health is redefining care. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0 count on Sprinkle. Collarin's pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count is 2-1. Sprinkle today with a single, a stolen base. He was able to get up to third on the play as well. Did not come around to score, though. 2-1 is low for ball three. Sprinkle 1-for-2 today. Trying to make it a multi-hit game. Collarin's 3-1. Inside and low, ball four. And Jordan Sprinkle reaches base for what is the second time today with a free pass. One on and nobody out for Nathan Archer. Archer DHing today. Has scored a run in the third. A couple of stolen bases as well. Snap throw over, not in time. Sprinkle back in there safely. Sprinkle's stolen his fair share of bases tonight. One on the board. He's got 9 in the season. First pitch, runner going. Archer grounds it to second. Played by Hernandez. Throwing to first is in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out for the first out. Javier Mogollon's going to dig in. Runner on second and one down. Kannapolis as a team definitely swiping more stolen bases than I think ever before. Definitely a team that is prioritizing stolen bases. They enter today with the third most stolen bases in the Carolina League. In fact, they're tied for the lead. And with all these stolen bases tonight, they are definitely not far off of the lead. 0-1 the count on Mogollon as he fouled off the first pitch. He's reached twice tonight with a couple of walks. Archer with two, Mogollon with one, Miller Green with one, and Sprinkle with one. As far as stolen bases go, Mogollon swings and misses. It's nothing and two on Javier Mogollon. Sprinkles in second with one out. Ballers up 4-1. Looking to hold on to their lead. They have 9 outs to go to seal a victory here at home. 0-2, a snap throw back in a second. Sprinkle is almost thought about headed for third, but back in there quickly is Gonzalez to get the throw back into the infield. 0-2 count. Bottom of the sixth, 4-1. Ballers are up. It is the Chicken Man, Jack Young, tossing the bullpen for Kannapolis here in the bottom of the sixth. Likely will enter in the later portions of the game. 0-2 up and away for Mogollon in the count 1-2. Again, a 6 o'clock start tonight. Because of tomorrow, well, 11 a.m. first pitch. Quick turnaround for these two sides who probably want to go home and get some sleep. 1-2, this one is fouled off. Mogollon has a 1-2 count against Dennis Collarin. Rosario pitched 2 shutout innings for Columbia out of the bullpen. So Collarin so far has held his own against this Ballers offense. 1-2, runner goes. Inside of the plate, snapped on a third, he's out. Sprinkle nabbed at third on a caught stealing, 2-5. And the pitch was inside to Mogollon, so it's 2-2. But that momentum helped Ramirez carry and snap a throw to third, where he guns down Jordan Sprinkle. That's the first time Sprinkle's been caught stealing this year. 2-2 to Mogollon outside for ball three. Count runs full now. Two outs, bottom six. Collar in a deep breath, 3-2. Outside, ball four. Mogollon has walked now for the third time tonight. Kannapolis drawing their share of free passes tonight. That is walk number seven. I can't count. Not a math guy, that's for sure. All I need to know is how many runs do the Ballers have and how many runs do the Fireflies have, at least for tonight and for the next 5 days. Caleb Bonnemer dings in. RBI triple back in the third helped set the tone for the Ballers, who had a three-run bottom of the third. Snap throw over to first, not in time. Mogollon back in safely. Good lead for Mogollon at first base, a guy that can steal a bag when needed. First pitch to Bonnemer, low and inside. It's 1-0. Bonnemer coming around and definitely getting the feel for this level of baseball. Second rounder out of high school in Okemos, Michigan. Swings on the 1-0 and foul tips it. Count is 1-1. Bonnemer known for his pop, kind of why the White Sox drafted him. They liked the power potential in the second round out of a shortstop. Bonnemer not imposing at 6'1", 195 pounds, but at 19 years old, a very advanced approach at the dish. 1-1 fouled off. It's 1-2 on Caleb Bonnemer. Definitely a more mature approach than most for Caleb Bonnemer. Guy that just likes to put the ball in play. Not necessarily worried about the home run. It's more about solid contact as a ball gets loose from the third base bullpen. There is an arm tossing for Columbia. 1-2 to Bonnemer. Outside for ball two. Collar and sent, 2-2. Outside and low for ball three on Caleb Bonnemer. So another full count worked by Bonnemer, a guy that's found his fair share of stolen bases and deep counts here in the last week or so. Payoff pitch, popped up. An absolute mile high. Derlin Figueroa in foul ground giving chase and leaps, and he makes the catch in foul territory. For the out, a little kangaroo hop, and Figueroa makes the grab of P3 in foul territory for the third out, and that'll leave a one runner stranded for Kannapolis. No hits in that frame, no runs, no errors, and one left on. Back third of baseball we go. Ballers are 9 outs away. Chicken Man out to pitch for the Ballers, Jack Young. It's time to chicken jockey when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. top seven. Bowlers have dipped into the bullpen again. Third arm of the night, Jack Young, 5'11", righty from Iowa, takes in and offers his first pitch of the night, low and inside to ball one to Jorge Hernandez. Ronnie Cabrera and Asbel Gonzalez also due up here for Columbia, top seven. 1-1 your count on Hernandez as Jack Young on for some late inning action on the bump. 1-1 pitch, low and inside for ball two. Young works from two arm slots. He's got an overhand and a sidearm delivery. Young, a late inning relief guy at Iowa with the Hawkeyes. Ninth rounder in 2024 by the Chicago White Sox. 2-1, ground ball to short. Bonnemer makes the clean play. On to first he goes, easily for the out. Jorge Hernandez has sat down on a 6-3 put out. He is 1-4-2 today. And now Ronnie Cabrera due up. Nobody on base and one out. Final line for Pierce George. A much better outing than his last couple. Inning in two-thirds, one hit, no runs. With one walk and one strikeout. Jack Young on to provide some stability for Kannapolis. First pitch is outside for ball one on Ronnie Cabrera. Cabrera open stance, 1-0 pitch. Just low for ball two, didn't miss by much. Jack Young, 0-0 with a 0 ERA, 3 2/3 innings this season, 3 hits, no runs. 4 walks and 5 punch outs. 2-0, low and outside for ball three. 2/3 of an inning on Sunday for Jack Young. Locked down his second save of the season. 3-0. Fastball upper part of the zone for a 3-1 count. Three balls and one strike. Pitch on the way from Young. Low for ball four. There's a free pass issued. Jack Young for the fourth outing in a row walks a batter. Still kind of struggling with the free passes. That is his fifth walk of his season. So with one out, Asbel Gonzalez due up. One out, a runner on. Young works exclusively from the stretch. First pitch to Gonzalez. Low for ball one. Arm warming for Columbia down the line in left. Runner at first is Ronnie Cabrera. Young's 1-0. Outside for ball two. Couple of Iowa guys getting some time to work together. Jack Young from LeClaire, Iowa. Calvin Harris from Peosta, Iowa. Two-0 to Gonzalez, finds the zone. The count is 2-1. LeClaire, kind of a suburb of Davenport, Iowa. Whereas Peosta, more up in the Dubuque area of Iowa. 2-1 is on the inside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Peosta and LeClaire, not exactly close. All things considered, probably closer than not. Same state after all. 2-2. Outside and away for ball three. Now a full count on Asbel Gonzalez. Jack Young, we call him the Chicken Man. Well, that's because he's got an affectionate love for the Caniac combo from Raisin Cane's. And as I've said many times, I don't blame him. Full count with one out on Asbel Gonzalez. Young Chin DH awaits on deck. Full count, one out. Pitch on the way. Runner fakes going. Low and outside. Ball four. And there's the second free pass of the night for Jack Young. Up to second goes Ronnie Cabrera. Two on, one out. It's Young Chin due up. All of a sudden, tying run stepping to the dish for Columbia. Two on, one out, and here comes Jacob Doris, pitching coach for Kannapolis. He'll come talk to Jack Young. Young has struggled a little bit with command in this early portions of the season. He's now walked six batters in four innings. This has prompted another arm to get loose for Kannapolis, Jonathan Clark. Is up throwing for the Ballers. Jacob Doris will retreat back to the dugout. As Jack Young has a unique spot here. Two on, one out. Kannapolis looking for ways to win ball games, and you're not going to win ball games if you Young Chin digs in with two on and one out. Young with a long look at second. Pitch on the way from Young. Outside corner for strike one. Has reached base twice today. He was hit by a pitch in the first. A single in the third, a fly out to right in the fifth. Young's 0-1. Outside for ball one. One-one count with one out. One pitch. This one is fouled off. And stays alive at 1-2. Tying run of the dish. Kannapolis looking to hold on here and take a decisive first game against Columbia. They did score first, and when they score first, they're 2-1 this season. When they're leading after seven, so if they're able to get through this inning, when they lead after seven, they're 4-1 in this early portions of the season. 1-2 to swinging a foul tip that is off the foot of Young Chin and the count is 1-2. Stone Russell, third baseman, awaits on deck for Columbia. David Notarita. And the Columbia Fireflies threatening in the top of the seventh. 1-2. Swinging another foul tip. Young Chin battling at the dish. Jack Young just trying to get out of this batter at the very least. 20 pitches, 9 strikes for Jack Young. One, two. This one is fouled off. Stays alive. Third foul ball of the AB. Running up the pitch count here for Jack Young. And Jonathan Clark tossing in the pen. One-two count with one out. Pitch on the way. Popped up. Into shallow right. Montgomery going to have to give it a chase, and that'll land in the right field terrace. Count is 1-2. So the fourth foul ball now of the inning, of the at-bat, excuse me. 21 pitches, 10 strikes for Jack Young. Runner at second is Cabrera. At first is Gonzalez. Stone Russell awaiting on deck. 1-2. Grounded to third. And that's not able to be played cleanly by Sprinkle. That gets in a left. And it'll be a tough play at third for Sprinkle. An E5. That'll score a run for the Fireflies. So Gonzalez to third. On an error allowing to reach. Scoring is Cabrera. It's 4-2. One out. Stone Russell digs in. So Hyung-Chan reaches on the E5. Cabrera comes around to score on the play. One out, first pitch. Outside for ball one on Stone Russell. Kapilis trying to avoid the implosion here. Tying run is now on base. Go-ahead run at the dish. It's Stone Russell. Young winds and fires 1-0. This one fouled off by Russell. It's 1-1. Oh for 3 tonight. Two punch-outs for Stone Russell. And Asbel Gonzalez at third. Hyung-Chan is at first. Young winds and fires 1-1. The lower part of the zone, it's 1-2. One-two count with one out. Big spot here for Young. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And the checking man picks up a punch out in the top of the seventh. There's two outs. Sterling Figueroa now digs in. Runners on the corners. Two outs. Big spot for the ballers. And Jack Young needs to do his job here. Two outs, Figueroa, 1-4-3 today. One of the top batters in the Carolina League when it comes to RBI. Most definitely in the top five is Calvin Harris, up to offer some signs for the Ballers' defense. Figueroa at the dish. Two outs, first pitch to Figueroa, runs inside, almost hit him. And the count is 1-0. Dangerous spot here with Gonzalez at third. At first is Hyung-Chan Jack Young is at 28 pitches, 15 strikes. And in desperate need of some outs on the board. 1-0, runner fakes going. Figueroa, a little popped up corkscrew in the air and caught by Sprinkle in the infield for the out. It's a P5, very weakly for out number three. So two runners left on base, one error for Kannapolis. One run scores, it's unearned. And the hit is not had for Columbia at all. No hits in that frame. In a total here of a 4-2 game. Time to stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Montgomery, Miller, Green, and McLean. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network at Valley Sports Live. Braden Montgomery leads it off, bottom of the seventh inning, is a new arm on the bump for the Columbia Fireflies. Henson Leal steps in for Columbia here in the bottom of the seventh. Ballers up 4-2, looking for some insurance as they can see if they can hold on here late. As this one up and in on Montgomery for a 1-1 count. Montgomery, Miller Green, and McClain do up. It's the M&M brothers in this 3-4-5 spot. For Kannapolis, Henson Leal winds and fires 1-1. This one tapped foul. It's 1-2. Leal is 0-1 with a 0 ERA. Was handed the loss on opening night against Augusta. Three unearned runs, one hit, one walk, and an inning and a third against the Augusta Green Jackets. Twice last week against Charleston. Both times over two innings and shutout outings for Henson Leal. 2-2 your count on Montgomery. Winding and firing 2-2. This one grounded foul, and Montgomery stays alive. Two balls and two strikes. Henson Leal, 6 foot, 176 pounds from Venezuela, born September 19th of 2003. 2-2. This one fouled back here. Ooh. Hopefully everyone's okay below us here. Foul ball off the siding here in the press box. My goodness. Ball was smoked. 2-2 count. Leal's pitch to Montgomery. Swung on and foul tipped. We're in firing range here in Kannapolis for sure. The other place you got to keep your eyes open is Columbia. My goodness, their ballpark. At least the location of the press box. You really got to stay eyes alive. 2-2 to Montgomery. This one is lifted high in the air down the line and left, and it stays in fair territory. Wynn giving it a ride, on and out of the glove of McNair. It falls to the turf. Up to second goes Montgomery. Bit of a tough play, all things considered. McNair got a late jump on it. And into second goes Braden Montgomery. Likely a base hit. It is indeed a double for Braden Montgomery. So a multi-hit game for the Ballers right fielder tonight. One on, nobody out for Lyle Miller Green. Miller Green swings first pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. And the count is nothing and one. It is a double for Montgomery. Miller Green, the multi-hit game himself. Double, a single, and a walk on his night. 2-4-2 with a free pass in there as well. 0-1 from Leal. Swing and a miss. Miller Green chased a breaking ball. And it's just outside for a nothing and two count. Miller Green batting in this cleanup spot. Getting for Chad Pinder. 0-2. Low one outside. A fake snap throw from Ramirez. Back in at second is Braden Montgomery. Chilly night here in Kannapolis. Definitely has cooled down since the sun went down. Currently sitting in the upper 50s. 1-2. This one roped in a right center hit. Well, Gonzalez is going to have to backtrack. That ball's going to fall for a base hit and more. Montgomery will score. Miller Green on his horse. He's thinking three. Throw goes into the infield. It's a stand-up triple for Lyle Miller-Green. Put the discount double-check belt on. It's an RBI triple for LMG. And the Ballers up 5-2 in this bottom of the seventh with nobody out. It's Nick McLean new up. RBI triple for Lyle Miller-Green. Scores Montgomery easily on a ball in the gap that nobody was getting to. Infield has to play on the edge of the grass in against McLean. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. McLean 0 for 3. He's got a pop out and a pair of strikeouts in the action tonight against Columbia. 1-0. Up and away for ball two. LMG has been easily one of the more effective bats in the Ballers lineup as of late. A three-hit night for him, a homer shy of the cycle. 2-0. Up and in for ball three. Who knew LMG was a speed threat, too? Able to really move on the base paths this year. He's already picked up a couple of stolen bases this season, as time called. And out to chat is Ramon Ramirez with Henson Leal. Leal's now given up a pair of extra base hits in only the two batters he's faced. Miller-Green's a perfect 3-for-3 in stolen bases this year. He sits at third, no need to steal a base here. 3-0. McLean takes the getting the over fastball, 3-1. This dynamic offense for Kannapolis, providing value when it's much needed. 3-1. McLean swings and lifts it into shallow center. Tough play all around. Giving chase, Gonzalez makes the catch in shallow center for the out. And there is the first out of the inning. McLean on an F8 is out number one. Now George Wolko digs in. Runner on third and one out. Wolko 0 for 3. Last time he stepped to the plate was called out on batter's interference. First pitch from Leal. This one tapped foul on a ground ball. Wolko has a nothing and one count. Wolko 0 for 3. Talking to him before the game today. Was joking with him a little bit. I said, George, you've always been a bit of a slow starter. He laughed and said, yeah, it's been that way since high school. Corse's batting average dipping down to in the ones to start, which isn't optimal. 0-2 the count on Wolko as he lifts it foul. Batting just 125, but Wolko kind of a guy that likes to take the positive from things. He said, but the K rate's down. And he's right, strikeouts are coming few and far between here for Wolko, which is something that was very important he wanted to work on in the offseason. Spent the offseason up in Illinois with Kyle Bracey, working with a lot of other guys who are at various levels of baseball to just become a better all-around player. 0-2. This one fooled him. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. Wolko down on strikes there, so first punch out for Leal. Two outs, runner still on third. It's Calvin Harris due up. No bad with Miller-Green at third. Despite the old broadcaster's curse, as it usually does happen, Wolko is right. The strikeouts are lower. Harris grounds this one to second, to short, I should say. Becker can't make a clean play. He'll hold on to it. He has no throw. Everybody's going to be safe. It's going to be an E6 and gets the run home. So Calvin Harris reaches on the error. Miller-Green will score. Ballers will take a 6-2 lead. Bottom 7, 2 outs. It's Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle with a single, a walk, and a flyout today. Steps in against Leal. First pitch inside corner, nothing and one. Calvin Harris driving the run in on the error. A one from Leal. This one gets by the catcher, Ramirez, and up to second goes Calvin Harris. He's going to break for third. Everyone falls asleep. Throw goes into third, and he's out. Calvin Harris trying to catch the Firefly sleeping and trying to get up to third. No luck. He does get the advancement of second on a wild pitch. And then it's a 2-5 on the put out of Calvin Harris. That does seal the bottom of the seventh. So that sends us into the eighth. Ballers will take the field. Jonathan Clark takes the bump, and we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Fans, it's no secret, Atrium Health is where the best health care is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official health care provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the eighth, Ballers are six outs away from victory. They'll turn things to Jonathan Clark, the former San Jose State righty. Gets the appearance today for Kannapolis. In this top of the eighth, first pitch fouled off by Ramon Ramirez for strike one. Jonathan Clark listed at 6 foot, 190-pound, 24-year-old. Free agent signee in 2025 out of San Marcos, California. Check swing, did Ramirez go? No, it's 1-1 on Ramon Ramirez. Ramirez, McNair, and Becker. New up here, top of the eighth. Ballers lead 6-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. Jonathan Clark will wind and fire 1-1. Check swing. Did Ramirez go? No, it's 2-1. Ballers able to add a pair in that bottom of the seventh. A couple of insurance runs helping the case. Here for Kannapolis with Clark, the fourth pitcher of the night for the Ballers. Looking to bring him home. 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike at 94, 2-2. Elsewhere tonight in the Carolina League, a busy night, a busy day. Still three games going on in total, including us here in Kannapolis. 2-2. Fastball upstairs, it's a full count. They're stretching in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers lead 6-4 over the Fredericksburg Nationals in a North Division battle. The River Dogs leading 2-0 over the Hickory Crawdads down in Charleston. Nathan Flewelling getting the appearance currently for Charleston as this one runs up and in on Ramirez for ball four. It'll be a free pass, second time that Ramirez has reached tonight. With nobody out, it's Brennan McNair. So Brennan McNair bats. Fly out, strike out, and a walk. He's also stolen a base tonight for Columbia. Finals, as we mentioned, Carolina winning 11-10 over Delmarva. The Mudcats move to 9-1. They have been on a heater to start this season. Augusta wins 4-1 at home against Myrtle Beach. And then Lynchburg takes the road victory 10-8 over Salem. Calvin Harris out to talk to Jonathan Clark. Second mound visit of the night for Kannapolis. Top of the eighth. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Lodi on the call for game one of this six-game series. Tuesday evening baseball in Towel City. First pitch to McNair is swung on and foul tipped. It is nothing and one on the Fireflies left fielder. Carolina at 9-1 in the North Division. They are on top. Entering tonight, Kannapolis and Columbia tied for second in the South Division at 5-4. And if current results hold all around the league, Kannapolis will be in a tie for first at the end of the night. 0-1, this one is low and outside for ball one on Brennan McNair. Kannapolis, of course, winners of the first half crown in the Carolina League in 2024. 1-1. This one popped up a mile high down the line at third after it is sprinkle and gives himself some room to make the catch for the out. McNair out on a P5 for the first out. Ramirez stays put at first. One out and a runner on for Colton Becker. Shortstop Colton Becker 0 for 3 with a pair of pop outs and a strikeout. Digs in here against Jonathan Clark. Oh no, with a 9.82 ERA entering tonight. This one low and inside for ball one on Colton Becker. Jonathan Clark, fastball, cutter, sinker, slider, curveball, changeup, a six pitch mix. For the former San Jose State righty. 1-0. Outside corner, 1-1. Clark has pitched three times this season. Last time out on Saturday, didn't have an easy going of it. Four runs allowed over an inning and a two-thirds with five hits against Lynchburg. One one to Becker. Check swing. Did he go around? No. And the count is 2-1. Clark pitching 2 years, two seasons essentially, in the Pioneer League before signing as a free agent with the Chicago White Sox organization. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs on a fastball of 92. It's 2-2. Elsewhere in the White Sox org, Southsiders not looking great outside of Kannapolis. The Knights trail 6-1 down in Charlotte against the Nashville Sounds. 6-1, the Charlotte Knights trail. Biloxi 3-1 over Birmingham at the moment. 2-2, this one swung on and missed by Becker. That's a strikeout for Jonathan Clark. Up to second goes Ramirez, who advances on the play. It's a wild pitch, essentially. So strikeout, wild pitch for Jonathan Clark. That's the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the night for Clark. Jorge Hernandez now digs in. Runner on second, two outs. Bottom six, Greenville up 5-3 on Winston-Salem. Two outs, first pitch, up and away for ball one on Jorge Hernandez. Currently, Kannapolis, the only White Sox affiliate holding on to a lead here tonight. Long look at second for Clark. 1-0 swing and a miss. 1-1. Jorge Hernandez. Tonight, a walk, a single, and a ground out. One one from Clark. Inside and low, almost hits Hernandez. Has to duck out of the way. And it's 2-1. Two-one count, two outs. Ballers 4 outs away from a win. Looking to hold on here against the Columbia Fireflies. 2-1. Breaking ball, just a smidge outside. 3-1. Clark steps off of the rubber before the 3-1, disengages. So we'll reset the pitch clock. It's still 3-1 on Jorge Hernandez. Good lead at second base here for Ramirez. 3-1, swing and a miss. 3-2, Clark got him with a breaking ball. Clark at 20 pitches, 10 strikes. So far this inning. Pitch count up there for an inning. All things considered. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and there's the third out at the top of the eighth inning. Jonathan Clark picks up his second strikeout. That's the third out of the frame. So the leadoff walk doesn't come back to bite him. One runner left on base. No runs, no hits, with no errors. And one left on. Bottom of the eighth. Ballers with their last chance for insurance before three outs needed for the win. It'll be Sprinkle, Archer, and Mogollon on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Jordan Sprinkle leads it off. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers up 6-2. It's their final shot for some insurance here against Henson Leal. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Jordan Sprinkle down nothing and one against Henson Leal. Sprinkle today, a couple of times he's reached base. A walk, a single, and a flyout for the former fourth rounder in 2022 out of UC Santa Barbara. 0-1 grounded to third, eaten up by Stone Russell. Throwing a first is just in time. And Sprinkle with the wheels, able to get nailed down by Russell. 5-3 on the putout for the first out. And now it's Nathan Archer to up. Nathan Archer, a pair of stolen bases, a walk, and a pair of ground outs. First pitch from Leal outside for ball one. Leal running into trouble in that seventh inning, allowed his fair share. A double from Braden Montgomery, then an RBI triple from Lyle Miller-Green. 1-0 is low, 2-0 now to Nathan Archer. Archer from LaGrange, Ohio, 12th rounder out of Bowling Green by the Chicago White Sox. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis. 2-0, Archer takes a healthy swing. This one lifted high in foul ground. Stone Russell giving chase, but it's the shortstop Colton Becker who was able to make the play on the really weird kind of not collision, but the catch is made. Just an awkward landing for Colton Becker. Looks like he's okay. See, P6 in foul territory for the out. And now top of the order, Javier Bogollon due up. Bogollon, strikeout, a walk. In his last three at-bats, though, Bogollon technically 0 for 1 with three walks as he takes the first pitch strike for a nothing and one count to start off his ninth inning AB. Ballers do have an arm tossing for the ninth. Looks to be Jesus Mendez as Bogollon takes a swing, 0-1 into left and caught by McNair for a relatively easy fly ball. F7 for the third out. And that will send us into the top of the ninth we go. Ballers will take the field, three outs away from their fourth victory in their last five games. And it will be Jesus Mendez on to slam the door shut. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Well, the Ballers have brought on their closer from the majority of last season, Jesus Mendez, to try to slam the door shut on the Columbia Fireflies tonight. 5'11", 180-pound, 20-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela, is Jesus Mendez. First pitch of his night is inside to Ronnie Cabrera for a 1-0 count. It is Cabrera, Gonzalez, and Hyung-Chin due up for Columbia in this top half of the ninth inning. Mendez's pitch is in the dirt and blocked by Calvin Harris for a 2-0 count. Cabrera a walk, a flyout, and a flyout on his ledger so far today. Mendez, the fifth arm used by Kannapolis tonight. Fastball inside corner to Cabrera, finds the zone, nothing and one. Mendez on the season, 1-0, a 5.40 ERA. Three runs on five hits in five innings of work for Mendez. This one just a touch low for ball three. Three balls and a strike on Jesus Mendez's opponent and Ronnie Cabrera. Mendez, last two outings for him have been two innings at a time against Lynchburg. This one finds the zone right down Broadway on a pretty hard thrown fastball. Mendez looks to a 3-2 count. Fastball, slider, changeup for Mendez. Works from the wind, and the 3-2. This one is powered into center, and it's McLean who will backtrack, and he makes the catch for the out. There's one. F8 in the book for Cabrera. He's now flown out to all three different outfield spots today. So with one out, top of the order, Asbel Gonzalez is the batter for Columbia. Mendez allowed a run on one hit and a walk and a strikeout his last time out against Lynchburg. Opponents are batting 294 against the Venezuelan righty Jesus Mendez, who allowed 11 runs over his last five outings of the season last year. This one poked down the line, foul ball. Ended up down in the right field corner. And nearly was trouble, but Gonzalez instead will have an 0-1 count. Mendez again was the closer for most of the 2024 season, but really could not hold together a lot of his effectiveness and was demoted to more of a setup role and trying to win it back here in this top of the ninth. This one's into right center, base hit. Montgomery fields it effectively, and Gonzalez has a single. It's a multi-hit game for the Fireflies' leadoff batter. One on, one out for Hyung-Chan Ung. One on, one out for Hyung-Chan Ung, who's reached base three different ways tonight. First pitch finds the zone, nothing and one. 82 miles an hour at a breaking ball as Mendez snaps the throw to first, not in time. Hit by pitch, single, and an error have put Hyung-Chan Ung at first base in this game. He's also flown out into right tonight. Swings on the 0-1. This one's lifted into right as well. Backtracking Montgomery on the edge of the warning track makes the catch for the second out. And there we go. There's out number two. Ballers one out away from victory. And now all that stands between them and victory is Stone Russell, 0-4 with three strikeouts. Stone Russell 0-4 with three strikeouts. Hasn't quite been his night. He'll get to face Mendez here for the first time. This fastball on the outside corner makes it nothing and one. Mendez with a hard throwing fastball, about 96 with ease. 0-1, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike two, no throw. Another free stolen base, basically, for Asbel Gonzalez. Fireflies down to their final strike. 0-2 count with two outs. Ballers looking for their fourth victory in their last five games. Mendez said. 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and in for ball one. I'll have to wait a little longer. 1-2. Stone Russell, though no success tonight, has proven to be a tough bat. One, two from Mendez, fouled off. And keep the count where it is. Sterling Figueroa, first baseman, is on deck for Columbia in this top of the ninth. One ball and two strikes. Stone Russell, 18th rounder for the Royals in 2023. 1-2 pitch. Chop back to the mound. Then Nez fields it. And he'll underhand it at first. And that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis finds some success in the third inning with a 3-run bottom of the third. Caleb Bonnemer, Braden Montgomery, Lyle Miller-Green all providing extra base RBI base knocks. And the Ballers come up victorious to open up the series with Columbia. It is a 6-2 win for the Ballers tonight over the Fireflies. 7 hits for Kannapolis and 6 for Columbia. That will send us into the rest of this series. The Ballers up 1-0 on Columbia here this week. Atrium Health Ballpark is the home of victories for Kannapolis. They move to 2-2 at home now. Columbia falls to 1-3. Postgame show coming your way in just a moment. Here the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis victorious 6-2 over the Fireflies.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Cannonballers fans, we're in business with the first post-game show after a $2 Tuesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's so sweet to say it again. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis 6, Columbia 2, and what was a firepower of offense tonight for Kannapolis. Braden Montgomery getting it started with a home run in that bottom of the first inning as Kannapolis jumps out ahead early. Bottom of the third, they add a little bit more. Caleb Bonnemer, a 2-RBI triple, makes it a 3-0 game, and then Bonnemer quickly runs home on a sacrifice fly. Braden Montgomery does get the RBI on that sack fly. So it's 4-0 after three innings. Columbia gets on the board with a solo homer from Ramon Ramirez, one of the top prospects in the Kansas City Royals organization. And Ramirez gets that base knock. Then more than it was just a base knock, it was a home run into one of the deepest parts of the yard in left center field and makes it 4-1. Columbia was trying to scratch back against this Ballers bullpen. Hyung-Chan reaching on a fielding error that scores Ronnie Cabrera, making it a 4-2 game. But the Ballers add insurance. Bottom of the seventh, Lyle Miller-Green's triple scores Braden Montgomery. Calvin Harris reaching on a fielding error scores LMG, who, again, provided a lot of offense tonight for Kannapolis. 3-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Kannapolis, as a team, drew 7 walks, 7 base hits. 5 of the 6 runs were scored on an RBI. The big nights for Braden Montgomery, 2-for-2, 2 RBI. Heard him just a little bit ago on the field with Trevor Wilds, our on-field host. Lyle Miller-Green, 3-for-3 with an RBI. Jordan Sprinkle continues his on-base streak with a 1-for-3 night. Again, most all Cannonballers reached tonight, except for just Nick McLean, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. George Wolko at 0-for-4 as well with 2 punchouts. On the mound, Ricardo Brizuela, 1 run on 4 hits, 4 1/3, 1 walk and 5 punchouts. Pierce George gets the win. He does nail down the victory, 1-1 now on the season, inning in 2/3 with no runs, 1 hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Jack Young, 1 scoreless inning if you go by earned runs, 1 unearned run, 2 walks and a punch-out. Jonathan Clark, 1 shutout inning with a walk and 2 punch-outs. And then Jesus Mendez comes on and slams the door shut with 1 clean inning of work. Time of the game tonight, about 2 hours and 53 minutes. Another little bit of a longer game. Over 2,100 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's action, as Kannapolis are as winners of 4 of their last 5. They will look to make it 5 of their last 6 in Game 2 of this series with the Columbia Fireflies. Quick turnaround tomorrow, 11 a.m. first pitch. It'll be Christian Opper, the southpaw, getting the start for the Ballers tomorrow. He'll make his first start at home, and that'll be opposite of Junior Marte, the righty for Columbia, 0-0 with a 2.89 ERA. Marte gets the start for Columbia. Again, time tomorrow for the first pitch is 11 a.m. Be sure to grab your tickets, kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267 and grab your tickets for tomorrow or any of our remaining home games. Still a lot to come here in 2025. For everyone here in Kannapolis and online on the broadcast, I'm Dan Haloney saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby! Ballers win. Your final score tonight from Kannapolis is the Cannonballers 6 and the Columbia Fireflies 2. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we'll see you here at the ballpark again soon. Have a great one, everyone.